This is Jay and Jesse in the morning.
Kelsey Ballerini. She got engaged over
Christmas,
yeah.
Yeah.
So did, what's her name?
Casey Musgraves.
Okay, that's right. Casey Musgraves, the songwriter who turned artist. Artiste.
We always forget that girl's name.
I know. Thank God for Jesse, though. She got that birthday sharp mind today.
I guess.
See Jesse at Taco Bell today. Buy her stuff because it's her birthday.
I'm going big today. I'm going Costco pizza.
Really?
Yep. I know. It's going to be a rager.
Costco pizza. I love
Costco pizza.
She said she sat on the couch yesterday watching movies and said, oh, we just had some pizzas and Costco pizza.
Oh, no. This is my shout out for today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm excited. Very much excited.
But she doesn't get the whole full boat pizza.
Pepperoni.
Just pepperoni.
It's all you need in life.
God, they have a lot on there too, don't they?
Oh yeah, they load those
things
up.
A lot of pepperoni. poor Mariah. We talked about it a few minutes ago, but it's a couple days later and people are still buzzing about the whole thing. Let it go.
I mean, at this point, like, who cares? You know, it's like, it's not affecting my day.
Right.
Well, don't let it affect yours. Just move on.
Move on. She can sing. There's no doubt. Girl's a singer.
Yep.
So they did a study, and more women got, I guess, the only way to say it is to, you know, became pregnant, expecting their children after New Year's Eve soiree than any other time. I don't know how they do that math so quickly. It's like the 3rd of January. Like, who participated in this study? It's like, if you're planning to try on New Year's Eve, please fill out this respondent card.
If you're planning to be impregnated.
They did, however, say that the most likely time that the child was conceived was at 10:36 p.m., which really kind of worked with your math. Didn't you leave? What time did you leave the wedding?
We did leave the wedding at like 10:30.
Yeah, so 10, by how long did it take you to get home?
I don't know.
We'll check your clock, because at 10:36, something might happen. You never know. Why is New Year's Eve so popular? Because the chaos of the holiday season is finally over. Couples finally have a moment to themselves in their own bed, and they're feeling happy and loved at Christmas. Boom!
Done.
The Moe is Sean Dunn, and the noisemakers might not have anything to do with it.
Yeah. I think it's just, you know, you're dressed up, and you're fancy, and you're feeling like a superstar, and it happens.
There you go. So that would mean what? September babies. Right?
October, I think.
Yeah, late September, early October.
Yeah. My sister's birthday is October 3rd.
So is my wife's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't October that about 3rd. 40 weeks from New Year's?
Yeah. I'll have to remind my mother-in-law and father-in-law about that. I'll be like, hey, what were you guys doing on New Year's Eve?
Wah-chicka-wah-wah.
Jay and Jesse in the morning. Sunny Country 102.5.